Welcome to Dish Nation. Yay! Yes, we've got the latest and greatest in entertainment news, but we first have to say hello to Sherry and Chewy and the Atlanta crew. Hello, guys.
What's up, y'all? How you doing?
Hey, what's
going on, y'all?
So we are going to dish about what Alec Baldwin did just before his wife gave birth. And the clue is in the word dish.
And later we'll tell you what Alicia Keys and Swiss Beats don't do. But HK, what you got first, homie?
All right, yo, check it out. Earlier this month, we found out that Cardi B and Offset are donezo. She filed for divorce a few weeks ago, and it doesn't sound like Cardi B wants to replace Offset anytime soon. Now, Cardi went live on OnlyFans and told the followers, and you know what? I'm sure you could do an amazing Cardi B impression. Sherry, run it.
I could date any man I want. My TMs are flooded. I don't actually want to date nobody. I'm so focused on my business. That is crazy.
Okay.
I think you mean, oh, crrr.
But do you think that she might be missing out on a good thing if she doesn't pay attention to her DMs? Because I am sure the cream of the crop is sitting in the waiting room waiting for a response.
No, I say, Cardi, stay out of your DMs because that's when you're going to get the men with no thumbs. They missing the side tooth. They got six toes. Leave it alone. Like, take this time to heal because her and Offset were together. They got culture. She got stuff to figure out. Focus on you, your career, and that beautiful baby you got.
Now, Gary, I have a question after this story. Out of all of our DMs, who do you think has the floodiest? I know that's not a word, but for the sake of this conversation, who's the most flooded on Dish Nation?
Oh, my God.
Sure mine's are, honey, because, you know, I never check my DMs. I don't have time to check my DMs, so I'm sure there's people all over the country flooding my DMs. And I'm sure if you know me, I don't even know how to check my DMs. So, yeah, they're the ones that's the floodiest. Mine's hiding.
I check mine all the time, Gary, and I'd have to say most of the time when someone's dropping in my DMs, it's gay men from Texas.
Well, Frank, you're such a cowboy.
So specific.
Right.
All right, well, since we are talking about Cardi B, and Megan Thee Stallion's WAP might be the song of the year once it gets in your head.
Yep.
It doesn't leave. It will not leave. And if you love that, oh, my gosh, you got to get ready for La. L-A-H, which stands for long and healthy.
It is long and healthy.
This is amazing. It's a parody song starring Bratz Boo, Big Booty Judy, a.k.a. Jessica Dupart, along with comedian Lala Milan and Candy Burris. The song was made to let you know about Judy's hair products, Miracle Drops by Kaleidoscope. And I got to tell you, this is unbelievable. Take a look.
Long hair way past my shoulder. Need a new bottle. I'ma keep open. Drop a mommy 2 or 3 times a week. And I'm positive it's gonna keep growing. You got some itching. Well, here's how to did it. Oh, it's for that too? Yes, you can bet it. And also the beard. So men get ready for that angel hair and talk to spaghetti. This ain't a trick. This ain't a joke. They really work. That's what I know. I need you to stop using
So, Brad, what I want to know is because the lyrics, the rhyme was so spot on. Did you have anything to do with Judy's rhymes or Lala? Lala's rhymes. Come on now.
Unfortunately not. I have to say no. She has a guy that's been writing all of her jingles for like years and she's used to him and she went ahead and did it. She came up here in the studio right behind me and got in the booth. When I tell you she knocked it out like a pro in like 15
she
minutes,
sure
ran
did.
From it, was grooving with it,
wow,
and
nice.
Killed it.
Wow.
I was like, bitch, you need to be a rapper because you're better than some of these people out here right now.
And she was so sexy.
Yes.
Well, I bet you'll agree, Gary. I think the only thing missing from that video is Brat.
I've
seen that.
I agree.
I was disturbed, Heidi. I was shocked. Brad, why is Brad not in it? I would have loved to see Brad in a nice thong, honey.
Me too.
Gary, wouldn't you ever wanted to see Brad doing that split on the chair with a long ponytail?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely not. I don't even think my legs go halfway that far.
All right. It's time to get serious, you guys. It is time for order. Order in Dish Court. The celebrities on the docket are Ed Sheeran versus Marvin Gaye. When you think of Ed Sheeran, Marvin Gaye doesn't immediately come to mind, but it seems like Ed's song, Thinking Out Loud, is accused of copyright infringement for using elements of Marvin Gaye's hit, Let's Get It On. See? Well, the suit is going to trial in November, but we're going to make our own ruling. And as judge, that's me, I'm going to rule on which side should win. And I have two expert witnesses I'm bringing to the stand who are very musical people. All right, let's listen to the evidence.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks?
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold back this feeling.
So, I'd like to call our first witness, Brat.
Well, in my opinion, y'all, Marvin Gaye takes the cake no matter what. I don't care who do it after. He wins at all times to me.
All right? And now I'm calling our next witness, Headcrack.
Ed Sheeran did not sample the track, but you could tell the track was inspired by Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. And as a person who likes hip-hop music and has a lot of sampling in hip-hop, sometimes when people sample, it makes you appreciate the original, and it gets the original artist even more money. So I think if they ruled against Ed Sheeran, this would make it to where people would not even pay homage to classic records later on down the road because they don't want to get sued.
I really feel like I'm going to rule in favor of Brat. If you're going to even pay homage, you got to pay the legend. So, Brat, I don't have a little hammer.
When the legend is dead.
If somebody sample my music when I die, you better believe whoever has control of my estate, they need that bread. You better send them that bag.
Come on,
All right, the Hallmark Channel is known for its family-oriented holiday films, but they haven't always been a diverse representation of different families. Well, now they're working on making things right, and they have their first LGBTQ holiday movie coming out in Christmas, y'all. Oh, let's clap it up for that, y'all. Let's clap it up for that. It stars Mean Girls actor Jonathan Bennett, and it will be called The Christmas House. It tells the story of a gay couple looking to adopt their first child. I love it, y'all. Clap it up for that, baby. Clap it up. That's awesome.
Oh, that's nice. Wow. Yes.
Heidi and Gary, do you think this is long overdue?
No.
Gary.
Why not? Well, Heidi, what you think? I mean, people been adopting kids for the longest. I mean, they were gay, but you just didn't know nothing about it. Now it's just really official.
So of course I love this. I think anytime, and again, maybe Gary, it's not for you and it's not for me because we're grown and we're confident, but I think it's real important for some kid who's at home who either maybe has gay parents or that kid who's gay, and it's just about seeing yourself. I mean, members of the African-American community, you certainly know there's something very satisfying about seeing yourself.
I agree with Heidi, because my best friends in the world, they're two men that have adopted children. And I think that sometimes my little Maya and Lucas, they look up and they go, I don't see anybody that looks like my family, my two fathers.
So you don't agree with me?
No, we don't, Gary.
On this particular subject.
Up next, you think you love pizza more than Alec Baldwin? Well, think again, and we'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. The Atlantic crew will be back in a bit, but Heidi, Frank, myself, and Sherry need to talk about a rapper's thoughts on the 2020 election. But don't worry, it's not Kanye. But Sherry, who are we talking about?
Oh, Chewy, Heidi, and Frank, it is Chance the Rapper.
What?
He is being called out on Twitter. Yes. After he told his fans to vote for whomever their mom is voting for in this upcoming presidential election. And let me tell you something, guys, people are pissed off because some fans felt that Chance's advice was bad and it encouraged followers to listen to their parents instead of educating themselves. So Chance responded to some of the backlash in a follow-up tweet telling users, y'all worried about everybody else's mama. I said, yo mama.
Okay. Oh, no. All right. I got to say this, that it's so funny because my mom, we don't talk politics a whole lot, but if I will say, mom, you know, you go out and vote this year, she never is in the current year. She'll always go, it was such a shame as that John F. Kennedy.
She might want to get that check.
So it's like, I couldn't listen to my mom. I'd be voting for a dead guy.
There you go, Heidi.
Yo, Sherry, do you think he's been hanging out with Kanye too much? Do you think this was bad advice?
You know, remember Nick Cannon went out and was saying, you know, 4 years ago, you shouldn't vote. Like, you got a lot of people following you. So do the right thing and encourage them to be informed about who they're voting for. Because who my mama voted for, excuse me, who my grandmother and my auntie voted for is not who I'm voting for.
Right.
So don't do that. Please stop that.
Yeah, this is kind of a scary thought. But Frank, would you or do you encourage your kids to follow your beliefs?
Damn right. I'm like, they better follow my beliefs. Jesus, like, when right. I say I believe I'll have another beer, they better go fetch it.
Yeah. And moving on, it looks like Alec Baldwin is a huge pizza lover. Who's not? So much so that he needed to get a slice of pie right before his wife Hilaria went into the hospital. She was having contractions.
What?
And they had to stop for pizza. We were on Ellen this week. check out what they said. Take a look.
In his defense, it was my idea. Because the last two babies that I had, I didn't invite him while I was in labor until I got my epidural. Because he drives me crazy. So we're walking around and my contractions are gone. I'm like, need to eat something because later on I'm gonna kill you if you don't eat something because I'm not gonna be able to handle it.
The reason for Alec doing this instead of driving his wife to the hospital first was mainly because he says he gets cranky when he gets hungry.
He stopped to get a pizza before, on the way to the hospital?
Yes.
Your wife is giving birth, but you're worried that you're going to be cranky? You're going to be hangry?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're hungry? Yeah. I have a human head coming out of
me. Wait a minute. It's just slice. Y'all got to understand this, though. That man is 62 years old. And Eladia said, Heidi, that I've been through this before with this man, and he gets cranky. Who wants to hear a 62-year-old man talking about his back hurts, his feet hurt, his teeth hurt, his arthritis is acting up while you trying to have a baby? Go get the damn pizza with sausage and pepperoni.
Think about it. You got a pizza on the way. You've called. You know it's coming. No one's in a bad mood when they know they got pizza coming.
I don't
coming.
Do a pizza dance That's and wait by the door like
I do. I'm like, oh.
Heidi's got the Domino's app. She watches the dot on the map. Up next, find out what married couple says they never argue. Can you believe that? After the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. You know, it sounds like Alicia Keys and Swizz Beatz are a hashtag couple goals.
Oh,
what I did there.
Oh, yeah.
Now
really?
She's Alicia is promoting her new album, Alicia, and the singer dropped by the Late Late Show with James Corden and revealed that her and Swizz never have an argument. Take a look.
What?
Never. Never a crossword.
No. No. I mean, we don't raise our voices at each other. We've definitely disagreed. I'm not, you know, it's not that we haven't disagreed.
Sure.
Or if it was Monday, we'd have it a keep it real Monday conversation. And then later we'd sit down and say, like, I gotta keep it real. This bothered me. And he'd be like, really? I didn't even mean it like that. I know, but it came off crazy. Oh, my fault. How is it? So we get a chance to converse before it turns into the big blowout.
I mean, I gotta say, I love the fact that Alicia and Swizz have never argued. I argue so much with my ex-husband. We were in court, and the judge was like, Miss Shepherd, shut your mouth.
Wow.
Like you have a
and
marriage.
And your ex-husband was like,
damn.
See?
My ex-husband
see?
Was like, you see what I deal with? The whole courtroom was like, well, she needs to shut up.
Wow, okay.
I don't know how you have a marriage without an argument. That is, like, amazing to me that they've never argued. And they've been married a while.
Mm-hmm. And they got kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about communication. They have good communication.
Keep it real. Keep it real Mondays. Let's not let things get big. And like, why is this festering? Let's deal with it right now. Like, my wife and I don't fight either. We just don't.
Here's what Heidi does. Heidi goes upstairs and hides under the bed. So... It's totally different.
Okay, so Heidi be cheating.
Well, if you she cheat, loves Heidi. Me, she'll come look for me, won't she?
Right.
That's how you disagree, Heidi.
When they love
Heidi.
You, Heidi, they come look for you.
Okay, moving on. We have another celebrity that's kissing and telling.
Ooh.
Yes, and Sherry, you might be a little jealous here because
we're
talking about Sharon Stone, and she exposed what it was like, Sherry, kissing Robert De Niro on screen. Your fantasy match.
That's my fantasy kiss.
That the two starred in Casino, the movie back in the 90s. And during a recent interview with Watch What Happens Live, when asked who was her favorite on-screen kiss, here's what she said. Check it out.
Ooh. Well, Robert De Niro was for sure the best kisser. Bob was far and away the best kisser.
Bobby.
Now, this is kind of, I know, she calls him Bobby. Is this kind of shocking, though, that she picked Robert De Niro as the best kisser? Because let's think about it. She was in Basic Instinct with Michael Douglas and Billy Baldwin.
And Billy Joel. She's kissed both of those guys. I said it before, Robert De Niro, because he's mature, Heidi, he would kiss with a slow passion. He'd let it build up, and he takes his time. I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. Robert De Niro was a good kisser. Mm. I'm telling you.
I'm kissing here.
I'm kissing here.
Right?
Sherry, it's the moment of truth. Who has been the worst and the best on-screen kiss? Go.
Okay, I've kissed Malcolm Jamal Warner, DeAndre Whitfield, Tony Goldwyn, and I know I'm missing somebody else.
Wow.
But the best kisser is Heidi. Heidi was amazing. You, you topped everybody.
I knew it. I knew it. Thank you, Sherry.
Yeah, if you like the aftertaste of cat food, then
Frank, why do you mess up a wonderful moment?
Yeah, you like the taste of cat food.
Coming up, Atlanta, Chewy and I are going to tell you how NFL player Darius Leonard accidentally threw his marriage away. You won't believe this right after the break.
Oh. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
All right, so Indianapolis Colts player Darius Leonard made a fan's day by throwing him his glove after his team won a game, but the fan got more than just a glove, y'all. Now, Darius accidentally threw his wedding ring to that fan. Man, listen.
Oh, my God.
The fan's uncle shared this video of the moment Darius threw his glove. Now, the ring has since been returned, but Darius appeared on ESPN SportsCenter to explain how his wife found out. Mm. Take a look.
Well, luckily, before I even got home and told her, you know, they DM'd her and told her that they have the ring. So once I told her, you know, it was kind of, okay, yeah, I believe you because, you know, they hit me up too. So luckily, something was said to her.
That's hilarious,
oh my gosh.
That is funny. What? That is so funny.
Now, that is just so random. Like, you know, because that's something you would never expect to happen. But, you know, wait, what not, right? So, Sherry, do you think he really wanted to get rid of the ring and is probably mad at the dude for contacting his wife?
These two have been together since kindergarten, y'all.
Kindergarten.
Oh. They were 5 years old. I'm just saying, I would never have believed you accidentally threw your ring in the stands. But since y'all been together since kindergarten, I'm just saying, it might be a little bit of, somebody need a little recess.
Yes, honey.
Now, Gary, baby, we know you love your jewelry because you rock the real good stuff. Now, how would you react if you mistakenly gave a piece of it away? Ooh.
Girl, first of all, honey, if I was something like that was to happen to me, I would everybody around me, I would be accusing them of stealing it, first of all, honey.
Oh, Gary. Stole
my damn ring. Yeah. But then after that, if I get past that, baby, I'll call the insurance, honey. Just give me a new piece, honey.
Which ring though, Gary?
My ring.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.